Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, the realest, fakest news in the realest time of America. No.
What?
The realest time of America?
Is that a...
Would you call this the realest time in America?
The realest time in America?
Yeah.
Are you fucking drunk, dude?
No, I am a little bit.
What does that mean, realest?
I had some whiskey today.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't even understand it.
On a Thursday evening enjoying my life.
No, that was nothing that you said.
No, I think it was a lot.
So why don't you explain
it was a little quick. A little of everything. I think this is the realest time we've ever gone through.
Gosh.
You know, as Americans, I feel like we're really in the moment. I feel like our blood is pumping. There's a lot of oxygen. We're figuring out who we are, how to cheat death, how to beat death.
I mean, people are dying.
No, I know they are. But we're alive.
Oh,
we're alive.
No,
in the time of a virus.
Most people just stare at their phones all day.
They do.
And they communicate through memes instead of, I mean, it's like hieroglyphics now, right?
Jessie has 200 friends on Instagram. She's on Instagram all day long.
I don't have 200 friends.
You do.
I have 12.7.
Thousand followers? No, I mean the people you follow.
Oh, yeah.
What are you scrolling through?
I don't know. And I don't like anybody's photo either. I'm just a voyeur.
Do you know that Jessie does that?
That's weird.
She doesn't
no,
like.
No, I do.
She
I
won't
will.
Press the like button.
I'm doing it more now.
Well, it's real hit and miss. I watched her debate last night over a photo. For
whether she was going to like it or not?
About 4 minutes, yeah. It was a good 4 minutes of...
What was the photo?
Should I like this? It was a child. It was a picture of a child.
I never like those.
Children
are pointless. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. I don't like to encourage people when they do that.
It looked
right?
like somebody's daughter. She appeared to be 6 years old.
When you say do that, you mean procreate or just show pictures of the child?
Showing pictures.
Showing pictures of the child, but also liking it. The act of liking the picture. And I was like, man, is she going to... Is she going to follow through with that thumb? Is she going to double tap it?
Uh-huh.
And it was 4 minutes. And at the end, like you went back and forth and you scrolled up and down to some other pictures.
This didn't happen.
It did happen. And then you went back to it and I watched you. You double tapped it. And you do it in the middle of the picture, which I think is weird.
Where else would you do it? Do you click the heart?
I press the heart, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I double tap.
It makes me feel like I'm a part of...
That extra effort of moving my thumb down an inch is too much for me.
Yeah. Yep.
I want a piggyback ride from my bed to the toilet. Like, I don't even want to have to walk in there. As a matter of fact, if I could just shit lying down, I would do it.
Wow. We're almost there.
Yeah, we're getting close.
We're almost there. Ghost beds.
Science.
That's got to be the next product. Let's face it. They get adjustable bases. There's got to be a hole cut in the bottom of this motherfucker.
Like, well, or you could do it like when you go to the doctor's office and they have that sheet that pulls down over it. So every night you just pull down a new sheet and you just wreck it.
Yeah.
And then pull it down, rip it off, throw it in the dumpster.
Oh, I like
it.
That.
Yeah. Big fan of that.
Big fan of that.
Big fan of that. What I'm saying is the realest time in America here is we're alive and I feel like everyone's dying in China. The coronavirus is in full swing. I thought it was clever with the Mexican beer joke 2 weeks ago. Now that meme is dead.
Sure, we're done with that.
That is all done. But there's a lot of shit going on here. First of all, 50 million people have been quarantined in China. There's a rumor that 5 million people got out of Huangshou.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making a
I don't know what that word is.
Nonsensical cities. It doesn't exist. Huron. That's probably one of them. It's probably a city there.
No, Huron is a lake. Yeah. One of the great ones.
One of my favorites. That and Erie. Top two for me. Lakes in America.
Wuhan.
Wuhan, that's it. Wuhan. Got you all in check.
Yeah, do you think Busta Rhymes is getting any residuals from this?
He should be. But it, look, whatever Busta Rhymes is doing, he's eating his way through it. And then there's 250 Americans that were on a flight from Wuhan.
Yeah, to Ontario Airport, which is in...
It's just about 40 minutes.
It's northern L.A. County, basically. Yeah,
right out of L.A.
It's so an update on that. They got put into Army base housing or some shit like that.
So they
could be observed for a little while. The problem with this virus is that it's contagious up to 2 weeks before you show any symptoms at all.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's a good super virus.
So why do we fly these people out of there then?
I mean, what's the alternative? Is to burn them alive in place?
No, but leave them. What are they doing in Wuhan?
Quarantine like the whole place.
Yeah, they're locked in, right?
Here's the problem with the quarantine. It's never real. Somebody's always going to get out. And it's a herd immunization theory, but in reverse. Like it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. We panic and stuff all these people into one place. And the virus grows and grows and mutates in
and
a very, very quick amount of time. And then you release it out into the world and it gets like, it starts murdering people. Like, this is bullshit. Nothing's going to come of this.
So you mean nothing's going to come of it? Like, there's not going to be like,
there's not going to be a global pandemic. No, because it's not, I mean, look, only older and feeble people are going to die, just like any other disease for the most part, unless it's something crazy.
Right.
Like if it's anthrax or something, obviously people are going to die. But if it's like Ebola, like you have so many fucking bacteria in your stomach right now that can kill you in a big enough concentration. Just relax, everybody.
Look, Jesse's sick, and I wondered privately and now publicly. If you don't have this, and I'm thinking about maybe
second wife.
But you know I steer sure.
That's a new video game I'm coming up with.
Second Wife?
Instead of Second Life, it's Second Wife. And it's where you role play yourself married to someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I think...
Can you imagine that?
Jesse,
how many marriages that would end?
I'm imagining it right now.
I'm going to have to fucking ET you tonight.
ET me?
Yeah, put the plastic thing around you bed.
Yeah.
And then if I want to touch you, I'm going to have to go through the blue gloves.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought you were going to light your finger on fire and touch her nose or something.
No, no, no. Yeah, I'm going to quarantine her inside the room, obviously.
Or I thought we were going to go on a bike ride. I didn't know where you were going.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to be fucking
stuff like this.
Quarantined.
But you know, I steer clear of Asians. So I thought I was fine.
True.
Oh, anytime I see him.
Mm-hmm. Do you know this, Dan?
I'm aware of it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's heard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's 50-50 with you. Because you steer clear of Asians, but they don't steer clear of you.
Yeah, they love me.
They'll bump you like out in public. Like, I've seen that a lot. And you always say the same thing. You're like, dude, what did I fucking tell you? They have no regard for
blatant
anything.
Blatant disregard for anything around them.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of like if someone doesn't like cats,
mm-hmm.
like me, the cat is always going to come up to me.
Right.
I don't know what it is because they know I don't like them.
Yeah.
Right. And they're smart like that, where they're like, what? Okay, bitch.
Yeah.
There's one person that's not paying attention to me.
It's about the hunt. Cats are searching. They're hunters naturally, so they're hunting for attention. And if you don't give it to them, that makes the hunt more fun.
Sure.
If you're trying to pet them, they're like,
same with
fuck off. Yep. Well, same with dudes, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
Well, I learned that one a long time.
Young, dumb dudes are like that.
But
if you're in your 30s and you still need to chase women down and find a situation where you need to chase them and all this bullshit, you may want to fucking look into that.
No.
Well, I think instinctively everyone has that though.
Maybe.
Which is why most of the time women are drawn to Dan off the bat only because he's not fucking looking at them or interested.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's just a thing, like we get over it.
It's definitely nothing about me.
No. And that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, yeah.
So once they actually, you know what I mean?
Get to know me.
Get
yeah.
down deep.
That's pretty much it.
Then it changes. But it in the beginning, it's a very much like, why the fuck is this person not paying attention to me or looking over to me? And every girl and person has it, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And you want, you just instinctively are like, what do I need to do to
yeah.
get this person?
It's weird to me.
I hate cats.
Because I do not do that.
I hate cats altogether.
You don't do that, what, with people?
I don't see, I do enjoy a little bit of chaos for sure.
Right.
But I don't see someone and think, I need their attention, so I'm going to go get it. Like, I would never do that.
No, but I don't think you even think about it.
No.
Okay.
But I look, I do hate cats, and I wish the coronavirus was for cats.
That's the main.
Well, they do have feline AIDS, which is nice.
Right. It's not, the number one killer of domestic cats. Yeah.
It's not big enough yet.
Well, we just need to start showing cats more musicals, maybe cats, and it'll turn them gay, and then they'll get AIDS.
Perhaps.
Is that, I don't know how it works.
I've never, you know what, you know, I've never dated someone with a cat, because every time I found out they had a cat, I fucking broke up with them. There was one girl who was like, hey, what if you never had to come to my house and I never had to see my cat, you know? And I was like, I mean, we'll give it a shot. We'll give it a go.
But they'll have it on their clothes.
Bango. And, that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Went to a dinner. Mm-hmm. So fucking, she was wearing a black dress, cat hair all over. And I go, you can't see it because you've got these goddamn things, but I can see it on you and I can smell this shit. I can smell the cat.
Mm-hmm. You're petty as shit,
dude. I am. Yeah. And I just said, look, this is not going to work. And I'm sorry. Wow. So you either. And what I did was I did this.
Got
I put a, I put a, nope, I put a handgun on the table at Red Lobster, slid it over. And I said, you go home and fucking blow the brains out of these cats or you're never seeing this D again.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's basically like Old Yeller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bought it. You're responsible for it.
She didn't do it. She slid the gun back across the table. I paid half the bill. Mm-hmm. Left her with the other half, and I said, enjoy your fucking cat, bitch. I didn't say that.
Seems
I just
a
said,
little extreme.
Yeah, the last part was I said, even for our listeners. And it does not. There's pretty much nothing you can't say.
No, right I just yet. Said, enjoy your life, spinster.
And oh, okay. Any updates on this gal? How's she doing these days?
Who knows?
Who knows?
She's alive. Anyone with a cat? Don't know. I don't know how their lives are going.
Right.
I don't hang out with them.
Anyways, since 2012, I think 850 people total have died from coronavirus.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them. Fuck them. That's a fucking spring break.
More people
for colleges
die
in Cozumel.
Of, more people die every year of autoerotic asphyxiation than this has killed people in 8 years. So I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everybody always fucking panics about all this bullshit. No.
Strangulation.
Panic doesn't help.
So more people have died strangulating.
I think something like 1,100 or 1,200 people a year kill themselves accidentally masturbating.
Man, I wonder if one of these
is
people...
Is that contagious or...
Do
you know if you can catch that?
Can you catch...
Wanting to do that?
Wanting to do that.
Look, I don't know how these things work. I'm just started Pandemic on Netflix. Are you watching it?
No, I don't. That's all nonsense to me.
It is propaganda, not real.
No.
Okay.
When's the last pandemic? Well, the goddamn plague in the
plague
fucking 16th century or the 14th, 15th century. 15th?
I still check every potato to
Wasn't
this day.
Wasn't that shit the Ebola or something?
Yeah, Ebola happened.
Yeah, but it didn't fucking do anything.
That was like maybe 50,
same with Zika.
50, 60 people. Like, yeah, Zika, you're right.
And
classic Zika.
Yeah.
Coronavirus is way more deadly than SARS, and it's only killed 850 people since 2012. So get fucked, man. Shut the fuck up about all this bullshit.
I wonder if one of these old bastards who has the coronavirus was just like, man, I might as well strangle bait to death. Then you're kind of two birds with one stone on that one.
Oh,
you know?
So actually we don't have real numbers then.
Eh, we have a guess.
Well, I mean, there's going to be some crossover.
Yeah.
Because, if they have corona and then they also do that,
strangle bait,
then they're putting their numbers get put into the... You guys know
but there's
what
no,
I'm saying.
There's,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
There's no guarantee that old dude would have died of the coronavirus. So you're sampling on a dependent variable there, Jesse. Sorry for the math term.
Yeah.
Apologies.
And there is a reason why I am here on the news, and I will figure out what it is.
Well, we'll
I'm
get
not
there.
Sure.
We'll get there. Real
definitely
quick.
Definitely not to
before
add.
Before we go to the next story, just
facts.
Round table. Favorite autoerotic asphyxiation death? Go.
In excess is the first.
Yeah, right? That was the first one that comes to your mind. What about. Yeah. I knew that was going to be yours. I fucking knew it, dude. What about yours, Dan?
How did you fucking know it?
You would go with the rock star singer, like.
Oh, my friend's brother.
Yeah.
What about you?
My favorite one is fictional, actually.
Eh?
Which?
And it's from that movie Father of the Year with Robin Williams, which is ironic because he hung himself.
Ooh, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
So this movie, basically, so creepy. If you haven't seen it before, this doesn't ruin it because all this shit happens right up front.
Yeah.
Robin Williams is like a high school English teacher, and his kid, he's a failed writer, essentially. And his kid is a total retard piece of shit. and has this little squirrely best friend or whatever the fuck. So Strangle baits himself to death sitting in a chair. Robin Williams moves into the closet to make it look like he hung himself and then wrote some fucking really sad poetry to make it seem like the kid was thoughtful and killed himself.
Yeah.
Which honestly was probably a fantasy for Robin Williams at that point because he was in so much pain. This wasn't that long ago.
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't that long. It was a couple of years before his death. So
yeah,
yeah,
he was probably living out that fantasy of the pressure of acceptance of your artistic material.
Yeah, and that was dark.
He always struggled with that, and it's dark as fuck. It's a great movie.
Yeah,
should all watch it.
Yeah,
I go Keith Carradine every time.
David Carradine.
David.
No, it's Keith, right?
No, Keith is his son. David was in like a dress in a fucking closet or some shit.
And it's autoerotic asphyxiation.
David. You said Keith. Oh, it's David.
It's David.
It's David. If you're talking about...
They look very similar.
I mean, Keith. They're father and son, so...
Right.
Or brothers. They're brothers.
You go.
David Carradine, erotic asphyxiation.
You're right. Very similar. David Carradine. Either way, with the Asian... Because he was full geisha makeup in the closet. You can see the autopsy photos online.
No, thank you.
Well, they printed them in the Japanese papers.
Okay, no thank you.
And it was crazy, man.
I can spell asphyxiation, but I can't say it. How weird is that?
Asphyxiation.
Yeah. Why do I even know how to spell that word?
Oh. I know.
Too many Google searches, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. We've all been there. We've all been there. R.I.P. Carradine.
Here's a list of famous people that died of
asphyxiation. Okay.
Obviously, number one is David Carradine.
Okay.
Yes, my favorite. I feel like I just won Family Feud.
Albert Dekker,
okay,
who was in movies like The Wild Bunch and Dr. Cyclops. He did it in 1968.
Whoa.
He's ahead of his time.
Yeah, way out of his time.
Michael Hutchins. I don't know who this
is. NXS. That's the lead singer of NXS. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't because that band's terrible, so I wouldn't know who that is.
I would have gone him as two.
Look at the picture.
Stephen Milligan, who is a conservative British politician,
okay,
and that was in 1994. So, again, and his gravestone, the headstone is in disrepair. I mean, it's not looking good. So no one cared.
No
I
one
guess.
Cared.
Sure. But I will say this: 94 conservative. That was when Clinton came into office. Mm-hmm. One would probably ask whether or not the Clintons did that.
Kevin Gilbert, who worked with Madonna, Michael Jackson, and Eddie Money. No. Black hood over his face with a leather strap that was connected to the headboard of his bed.
Mm.
Got to have a spotter, folks.
Yep.
Whoa.
To have a spotter. Wow. Someone in the room. Or a baby monitor.
I don't know how to say this name. Frantisek Kotswara, who is one of Mark Twain's favorite composers.
Mm.
He lived from 1730 to 1791 in Prague, Czech Republic.
Yes.
You don't have to say everyone on the list.
No, little known fact, he whittled his own pan flute.
We could just kind of say that.
Play that on street corners for a change.
Listen, Jesse, and shut the fuck up. Yeah. So he visited a working girl and paid her 2 shillings to cut off his testicles, which she declined to do. He then tied a noose around his neck and proceeded to engage with her until his demise. So he fucked her until he died. With a belt around his neck.
She was there. I think, you know, maybe we could look into that.
I just needed to get to that last one. So we're going to.
Okay. There's no more after that?
I'm sure there are more, but that's the last one that was.
So those are kind of the who's who, right? The big ones, the big guns.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the favorite composer of Mark Twain, that's got to make me question what Mark Twain was up to all those years.
Well,
because he was a drunk bastard.
He was whittling pan flutes with his buddy Franz. And,
yeah, because like both of you guys, since you started hanging out, do spread eagle, Jack.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like whatever your buddy's doing, you're probably going to do, right?
So I think what we've deducted out of all of this is Mark Twain probably fucking strangle baited, but he was just really good at it.
Well, he was smarter about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He was a smart guy.
And that's a PSA for everybody at home.
We're not saying don't do it, right?
Yeah. We're just saying do it properly.
That thing where dudes start doing the same masturbation techniques, is that like when women cycle, get on the same period cycle?
Yeah.
I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. Well, we can look into it.
Yeah.
Next up, the president, Mr. Trump, was talking about traumatic brain injury. You know, I read about this, actually, because there was a report that came out that said after the attacks... from Iran with the rocket fire, right? Mm-hmm. That there was 128 soldiers had
50, I think, claimed
some TBIs. Form of TBI.
Yeah, but like you have to now, and it's smart that the soldiers are doing that, even if it's a minor explosion. I think we've talked about it on the show before, but like a 155 round going off within a mile of you can cause a mild concussion. So it doesn't have to be close, and these were closer, and we know those rockets weren't detonating at their full capacity because of the shit that Hannity showed us.
Mm-hmm.
But to get into the VA process and not have them fuck you over when you get there, you have to claim this shit in real time. You have to have your docs,
you
write sworn statements.
Back. Yeah,
yeah, it's a whole fucking shit show. So yeah, of course they are, right?
Yeah.
However, Trump needs to shut the fuck up because he doesn't know what he's talking about. About this whole situation.
What's
like,
he
just
saying?
Shut the fuck up. Here's some of the things he said, actually. First, he said that he didn't think it was a big deal. First, the party line was that nobody got injured, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is, in a way, true, because not every TBI, not every concussion creates long term TBI problems.
Right.
Like, you don't, some people do, but it's not like every body that gets the first concussion just has trouble for the rest of their life. It doesn't work that way. It's usually repeated concussions in a short period of time that really cause long-term damage. At any rate, he said that bullshit before. He said it's and again, Trump likes tough, direct talk, or at least he likes to do that. So here's some for him coming up here in a second. But he said, I don't consider them severe injuries relative to the other injuries that I've seen. And that is a common misconception. Like when you see a guy missing a leg, it's like, oh shit, he's missing a leg. But a guy that has headaches, like, you got headaches. But the second, third order effects of that are lower testosterone, hormone imbalances in general, and then other chemical imbalances in your brain, swelling on the brain, memory loss, brain fog, all this other bullshit that has led probably to more veteran suicides than any other factor.
Because they blame themselves for whatever's happening.
That's one of the symptoms, yeah, but it's like just mental instability in general and a feeling of hopelessness. And
but not understanding that that's what it is.
I'm sure that's part of it. I mean, you went through that with the testosterone thing that we've talked about on the show. It's the same thing, but amplified to a much bigger degree. That's why, if you watch or if you follow the CTE shit in the NFL, Junior Seau, that dude from the Steelers. People have been shooting themselves for years now because of that shit. Antonio Brown probably has it, and he's losing his fucking mind right now.
So let me ask you this, as a civilian, because, look, most presidents actually serve, right? Trump did not. But there's a lot of them that have.
Bush,
some form of service. Yeah. Bush
Obama
was,
didn't. Clinton didn't. Bush kind of did. Mm-hmm. Bush 1 did, for
Bush
sure.
Bush 1 did, yeah.
Reagan did not, in a real way.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Carter didn't. Nixon, to my knowledge, I think he may have been in the Navy.
See, here's the thing, folks. I know everything about the presidents, and you should probably listen to me on all this. No, but from a civilian perspective, when you hear that a bomb went off somewhere near you, right?
Mm-hmm.
TBI isn't the first thing I think of.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the process of that, because
how it causes a concussion?
Yeah. So when Hannity was on, right, and he showed us the pictures, mm-hmm. and the rockets were empty, some of them, or whatever. How does somebody, how far would you say away they were from
Well, there's
base?
Still a warhead on there, so it still causes... So what happens is, and this is reductive and not at all a specific scientific explanation, but basically it's like holding a firecracker in your hand.
Okay.
Like if you just had if you put an M80 on your hand and let it pop, it would burn you for sure.
Yeah.
But if you hold it in your hand, it's going to blow your hand apart because of pressure, right?
Uh-huh.
It's force. It's all being contained in one small spot. So when a bomb like that or rocket or missile, whatever, blows up, it literally creates a wave of pressure through the air, and it pushes that pressure through your fucking body. So you can get, like I said before, a 155 round, which is a common artillery round, blows up. And it's also one of the things that was used for IEDs back in both countries, in Iraq and Afghanistan. When that explodes, you can get a mild concussion up to a mile away from that. So these guys were not a mile. I don't even think that base was that big. All these landed somewhere in that general area. I think it was, 11 or something? I don't remember how many rockets it was.
Yeah. I heard anywhere between 6 and 12 or something like that.
So it was like the soldiers are doing the right thing here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance that most of them won't have any long-lasting impact from it unless they were very close or unless they get additional concussions.
Okay.
But you have to document every one of them, right? So that's I'm not blowing it out of proportion. TBI is what it is, and a lot of us have it. And now guys are just smarter about dealing with it, and that's why they're filing these claims. But it doesn't necessarily constitute an injury. However, what Trump said about it not being a big deal is bullshit, and he needs to shut the fuck up. And on the other side of that, the first thing CNN did when it was reported that 50 people like filed this shit without any context, just big fucking bold letters, 50 people, fuck, Trump wrong, 50 people file for fucking whatever.
Right.
This is what we were talking about with Derek and Jack earlier in the week. Both sides, all these politicians are pieces of shit, all of them, and they will not shut the fuck up. It's just like every chance they get, they fucking pick a veteran up and like, hey, look at this, I got one.
Right.
It's like having a fucking black friend and say you're not racist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nonsense. And all these people need to shut the fuck up and leave us alone.
But that'll never happen.
No.
moments ago, they just passed the new NAFTA deal, right?
Yeah.
President Trump is being hailed for it. Immediately, Bernie Sanders and everybody else are calling him a piece of shit. Like, mm-hmm. it will never stop for fucking years and years. I mean, forever.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's over now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any fucking turning back. At least you have the real news, though, from the fake people. Nope.
Wait.
Fake news from the real people.
Yep.
To get you through it. Look, you know who else can get fucked? Is everybody who's using a ghost bed from ghostbed.com.
What?
What, Jabes?
You can fuck on a ghost bed.
Fuck on a ghost bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone who's on the ghost bed
can get fucked. Yes. Women or men.
Well, that's why
you're receiving something.
This is why I have, Jesse, to your confusion, this is why I have only the phrase get fucked up on my wall in my home, because it can mean good things or bad things.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just one sign that says get fucked.
That's it.
Because if someone's like, well, what do you mean get fucked? And if it's somebody I like, I'm like, I hope you know.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's somebody I don't like, I'm like, you need to get fucked.
Yeah, get fucked, yeah.
So it's
very subtle.
It's a matter of tone.
Yeah.
Huh.
And subtlety is the name of the game when it
really
comes
is.
To me.
Yep. Really
Tell
is.
Tell me about it.
And the name of the game in the mattress industry is ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Flash 25. There's a little sale they're running right now. That could be private. It could be public. I don't know. I haven't gotten any confirmation whether or not that's.
Are you telling?
I'm allowed to say it. If I'm speaking out of school,
speaking
James.
Speaking out of school, yeah.
If I'm getting slapped on the back of the wrist with a ruler, don't know. Don't really know. You know,
I don't
what I'm
think
saying?
You're allowed to do that anymore.
Unfortunately,
yeah, you should be.
Why?
You know.
Why what?
Why would you want to hit your children, Jesse?
You need to.
So that
Ghostbed supports hitting your children.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not me. It's Ghostbed. So I don't know.
It's part of our deal with Ghostbed.
Yeah, you should be able
to
spank and fucking cane.
I spank my kids.
Yeah.
Don't take them away from me.
Exactly.
Well,
or do, you know?
Yeah.
If that's what it comes to,
that's
take
what it comes to, it comes to. But I get spanked as a child. You know what? I didn't want to fucking do shit after that. Did bad shit, got spanked, didn't want
to
do it.
I think that's the wrong way to teach people. That's a debate for another time.
I think it's pretty correct.
Your kids?
Yeah, I don't not believe in it. I don't care if you do it or not. I just don't think it's very effective long term.
You learn
to associate physical pain with bad decisions, and that doesn't last. Short-term physical pain does not fucking create a good person. Ever.
Yeah, I don't do it long term.
No, you
so
should
before
hit
I
them
can,
for 30 to 45 minutes a day and then...
Yeah.
No, right. Before I can actually have conversations with them, then I do.
Yeah.
Well, with a small child, sometimes you have to. Like, if they're trying to put a fork in an electrical socket, you got to backhand the shit out of them.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I don't backhand them, but I definitely, like...
No, you should.
A kid that doesn't understand what no is, but I need them to stop something. But, like, once I can have a conversation with them, I haven't spanked my... child since I could talk to him about what he's doing and do
so you
that
only
way.
Like you only like to abuse infants then is what you're saying.
Just helpless people.
We should do that. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. You should do it on a ghost bed.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That way they have a soft landing.
Beat your kids on
mattresses,
a ghost bed.
Pillows, adjustable bases, half off. You can smack a child or an adult on it. You can strangle bait on it. You can smack an ass on it. Do whatever you want on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros.
I don't agree
always,
like, using stuff.
Jesse.
What? I need to like explain myself.
No,
now.
You don't.
No, we'll,
Adrian Peterson used a switch.
We'll go over to your house right after this and beat the shit out of your kid.
Yeah,
like all three of us will whip that baby's ass.
So,
like, I got belts, right?
I'll wear gloves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not gonna punch it with my bare fist.
Obviously, that obviously. Will, yeah, obviously. I got belts and fucking all kinds of shit.
And
dude.
Hangers,
wooden spoons,
elbows.
Yeah. You name it.
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
A spike bat.
But a little.
I actually did
put a hanger up on
that. Put a hanger up on an oven.
I actually did. My dad liked to do woodworking, so he made a mahogany. Like he would go out. He would go to his shop, wood shop, and make things to beat me with.
Are you serious?
Now you're bragging.
No. It's not bragging. It's
you always brag
abuse.
About your
well,
childhood.
It's tough love. Tough love. Tiger Woods.
You always brag about your childhood, Dan.
That's why Tiger Woods is so good.
Go
to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today.
Tiger Woods sleeps on a ghost bed for sure.
Definitely.
That Waffle House waitress, he definitely banged her on a ghost bed. Well, I think it was actually behind a dumpster, but either way, there's probably a bed out there somewhere.
Is that recent?
Or no, that was one of the weirdest ones.
Oh, okay. The one where you're like, oh, all right.
You started looking.
I guess he was into.
You started looking down the list of the women that were coming out saying they banged Tiger Woods, and it was like, it wasn't models and shit. It was like people that worked at Meineke.
Well, people that would be down for whatever, right?
Yeah.
That was
just
probably the point.
Whomever was around at the
time.
Yeah. Just convenient.
We had talked about this before where, you know, there's a reason. Because you said,
well,
Jesse
always, why is it like the ugly nanny always? Or like the...
Because she's there.
Okay.
Or because you can spit on them and shit like that.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that.
Spit choke them.
I wouldn't be with someone I couldn't spit on.
So you have to be hot.
There's just two things. Well, three. Like you have to be desirable as a human being in general. So
sure.
hot, smart, all that shit.
Yeah,
right.
But then I have to be able to slap the shit out of you, and
okay, and
occasionally spit on you
during sex. Right.
Well, whatever.
Just at a restaurant.
Well, you're not going to do it at after a hot pocket.
No, I think it's wherever he wants to. Right.
No, it doesn't make. There's no context outside of the bedroom. To be honest, like, why would I slap you? I mean, I'll do it to be funny.
Oof, I can name a million things. Laundry's not done. Yeah.
I'll do it to be funny.
That's just dude shit. Like, sometimes you have to cause injuries to people you care about to show them that you love them.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, slap them in the balls with the back of your hand. That shit happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Throw a live chainsaw on
them. My girl doesn't have balls, so I have to slap the shit out of her.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I got you.
Just get on board and stop with this.
Next up, PETA wants to ban Punxsutawney Phil. They want him to retire.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did somebody even say Siri?
No. That's why you never use those fucking devices, dude.
Talking about slapping people.
I know. Why did my conversation about slapping the shit out of people activate the phone?
I've never used baby Siri. I never use Siri. I turn it off as always. PETA wants to Punxsutawney Phil to retire. And be replaced by an AI groundhog.
PETA's still a thing, huh?
It's weird, man.
They're really tackling the issues that matter to us.
Yeah. They're really, really out there on the front lines.
What's an AI groundhog? Is that like are we talking
about
switching over to?
It's a little toy robot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Like,
yeah.
Think about what they're saying here. They're presuming that this is science. And that there's a purpose for this other than the tradition.
Mm-hmm. And that we're like,
why can't you just get
him
your meteorology from a fucking dog, man?
Yeah.
From a robot.
Yeah.
Like, no, man, it's not real. It's fake. It's funny. That's the whole point. It's stupid.
I think it's real.
No, it's not real.
I think Punxsutawney, I think a groundhog reading the forecast is a real thing in this world. And I want to see that continue forever.
What do you mean it's fake, though, Dan?
He means that the groundhog isn't telling the actual.
Of course.
Jesse, he is.
But I guess I'm just saying
Phil
like,
is accurate 39% of the time. Yeah. So if you flip the coin, if you flip
it's
the coin,
horrible percentage.
Just the law of averages, not flip the coin, I'm sorry. If you just get, if there were two things under, or there, let's say there was a number and you're trying to guess it, right? And it was a fixed amount of things that you could guess, like 1 through 10. One time out of six, you would get it right. That's just the law of averages.
Yeah.
Right, you would get it right one time out of six. He's barely over that.
Yeah. It's good enough for me.
No, it's not. It's random.
No,
but what
for
is
me.
PETA thinking that people do
with the animal?
Well, here's
with the animal.
Think,
I mean, he just
literally—he doesn't live in a normal environment. He lives in some special hole somewhere. So he's not. I guess he's not going to late night cocaine parties with
a
the
very
other
nice
groundhogs.
Hole he lives in,
like
yeah.
I don't know what cocaine. I don't know what groundhogs are doing. That's so fucking exciting that homeboy's missing out on, other than digging holes and shit.
So I actually went. One year, I went to see this. Mm. It's in Pennsylvania.
Eesh. Sounds like a nightmare.
It actually is a blast.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why.
Your idea of a blast.
Well, look, I was a big fan of the movie, obviously, with Bill Murray, and I was just like, oh, fuck it. Cool. So I
I'll
stayed at the,
party,
if my memory serves me correctly, the Punxsutawney Inn. And at Oof. That time, like, it was just starting to grow, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like 10 or 13,000 people. So what happens is the whole town stays up, everybody comes, drives up, rents, and gets fucking rocked. And it goes, but it starts at like 6 in the day before,
uh-huh.
and then goes until the morning until Phil comes out and all the whole shit. But they keep him somewhere else. And then they put him in the fucking thing, and then they knock on the...
He's kept in a habitat somewhere.
On his little door,
okay.
So like,
so the idea of retiring him and putting him back into the wild, that can't happen. He'll get murdered.
No,
he'll get murdered by
the
other groundhogs, or he can't feed himself or whatever.
It's like making Paris Hilton get a regular job.
Well, that's just... Yeah, it's not...
Yeah, making him work, it's...
But you know what I mean? You can't just like put him into...
No, you can't. He's institutionalized at this point. And so what... One of the things they said was, kids are all on their digital devices now, so why not just make it a robot? Why not just not have it exist? There's no fucking point to any of this shit. It's funny because of Phil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a party of... Here's the thing. So I think it's grown from like 16 or 20,000 people now.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive. And it's a party. It's a tourist attraction.
Would you even notice
if he
wasn't there? You're still going to go fucking party.
Yeah, the whole thing is coronated with the fucking... They hold the groundhog up in the air afterwards.
Oh, God.
And it's 6 more weeks of winter.
I'm on PETA's side.
And that's the whole thing. No.
Sounds like a nightmare.
The groundhog gets treated like a goddamn king.
All right.
Here's what we're going to do this year.
Okay.
November 1st is National Vegan Day.
Yeah.
So we're going to go... We're going to get a permit and rent a spot right across the street from PETA headquarters in D.C. and have a big-ass barbecue.
Be great.
Oh my gosh,
no,
can
it's,
we do that?
It's, yeah, it's absolutely happening.
Yeah. Street Bug Tommy's doing it, right?
Maybe,
he?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let's get in on that.
If you're a meat sponsor out there, by the way, you want to provide us some meat to grill.
Hi-oh.
Or a Traeger if you want to provide grills and
pizza. Yeah.
Like, look, how many here? I know people are brand conscious and all that stuff, but how many vegans are using your products?
None.
Exactly.
0% of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Vegans aren't buying fucking Traeger grills with a goddamn auger in it and ground up pellets to smoke meats.
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So let's just
They're not smoking their veggies or their Beyond Burgers in that.
I don't want an AI Phil, by the way. I don't want a hologram Phil. I want the real goddamn hog out there.
Know what
if
you
he
want.
Dies, get another one in there.
I wouldn't mind seeing a hologram, I guess.
No.
Well,
but only in Vegas.
One.
You know
what
I mean? Like in Vegas.
Yeah, if I was tripping at a fucking club, sure.
Yeah.
But if I'm there freezing my dick off, because it's cold as shit. Yeah, I want the full experience. I want to see the goddamn animal held high in the air. I want the full fairy tale. I don't want a hologram. I don't want an AI robot dog or anything like that. Like, I want this fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to live my life based on whatever decision he makes.
Oh, wow.
He says 6 more weeks of winter. Congratulations.
By live your life, what does that mean?
Sorry, go ahead.
Does your life change based on
the weather? It does.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah, so you can look outside.
Right. So if he says, hey, spring's going to come early, I fucking pack up all my coats. I go home, I pack up all my coats.
Oh.
I don't care if it's 18 the next day.
And you'll be right 39% of the time like an asshole.
Correct.
That's
and
really,
I'm willing to live with that.
Yeah, that's dumb and so are you. but PETA still is the get fucked of the week because anytime they even come into the conversation, they're the get fucked of the week.
Just so
I don't
stupid.
Care if Osama bin Laden comes back to life. PETA is still going to be the get fucked of the week.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. If they take this fucking groundhog out of my life, though, hell to pay, Jesse.
I know.
Hell to pay. You know my love of this hog.
I do.
And if Phil is worn out, you can just get him a cup of Black Rifle coffee. From BlackRivalCoffee.com.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why not? Like, if he's having such a hard time keeping up with the stress of his one-day-a-year job.
Getting some coffee,
getting
some coke.
Coffee, some cocaine even.
Some cocaine and coffee, you know? Does Black Rifle sell coke with her coffee?
Cocaine?
Yeah.
No.
They don't
should.
Need to.
No, that's illegal.
It should. Eh, is it?
You know? I mean, you can Gosh. Get caffeinated as fuck, and it's got double the amount of coffee. Yeah. Or caffeine is a normal cup of coffee.
Fucking give me a fucking little fucking dime bag with that shit, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if I can toot-toot, really wake up in the morning, you know? We call that the shotgun blast in the biz. Coffee and cocaine.
Coffee, cocaine, and gunpowder.
Yes.
Brown, brown, brown.
Just really get your juices flowing. You can also dress them up. They got hoodies. So if it is six more weeks of winter, go get yourself a fucking Black Rifle coffee hoodie. If it's not, go get some board shorts. Pretty simple. But again, we want you to base all your buying decisions at blackriflecoffee.com on whatever Phil does apparel-wise. Coffee, do whatever the fuck you want. Everybody likes their own blend. Mm. They got decaf now. So
they have
one
flavored,
of those people.
Flavored coffees.
Yeah.
They've got... Gosh. If you're part of the coffee club, you can join also the exclusive coffee club, which is a one-time shipment a month of premium coffee. I don't know what they set the grading at, but the ones that I've seen grade out really high, like in the 90s. So it's like super good coffee.
Is it are the beans from Colombia?
They're from all over. I think they're doing a Panamanian Geisha, which is one of the most expensive coffees in the world. You're going to get it for $25, basically. So, I mean, it's...
You know what else you can get in Panama?
AIDS.
The best cocaine in the business, brother. Make a twofer. Make a fucking twofer on that. I just want some coke with the coffee. That's it.
You can just buy cocaine. You don't have to get it on the internet.
Like, no, I like it shipped to me.
You don't need to fucking bring Black Rifle
into
your drama,
dude. No one wants to go into a fucking shady part of town and get something you don't know.
So you want Black Rifle to get it for you?
I can trust. I want a brand I can trust.
You want a cocaine of the month?
Yes.
Club?
Just ship me a bounce. We'll figure out what happens, you know? Put it on the card. Gosh. Say it's sugar. Booger sugar, you know, get a little stir going on in the nostril and the old back of the tonsils. Go to blackriflecoffee.com, promo code drinkingbros20 gets you 20% off, and you can fucking scissor kick someone in the face. Man on trial for marijuana possession lights a joint in the courtroom. I saw this was amazing to me.
Super funny.
One of the best political statements of all time. Spencer Allen Boston. We don't say people's government names or their middle names very often, unless it's like this. 20 years old, stepped in front of a judge Monday after previously being arrested for possession. Mr. Boston went on some rant about how weed should be legal and then lit up in front of the judge and everyone else. What I didn't see was how much, what did he get off of this? How much time?
I don't know. He got arrested for simple possession again, which is the second offense.
Okay.
And then he got arrested for disorderly conduct, which is, I mean, both of those are probably just fines, right, unless he's got a previous record or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
But probably not worth it.
I don't know.
Sounds like it's worth it. We're talking about him.
I mean, it's funny.
It's really funny.
It's funny. Apparently, the bailiff, one of the sheriffs, said that... everyone just started cracking up. Like, everybody in the audience or the gallery started laughing their asses off.
What did the judge say, I wonder?
I don't know. I wish I could hear it. It's probably like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. What would you say if you were the judge?
It'd be great.
Sir?
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 We should call that the Spencer Boston Challenge, where you go into a courtroom and commit the crime that you're on trial for. Which would get really interesting if you were like, I don't know, Aaron Hernandez, for example.
Sure.
You know, it's funny. The recent one that we're talking about was A.B., Antonio Brown.
Oh yeah,
with the "No White Women" 2020. That's what that was his rap song that he released, and then he just got arrested, had to go in front of a judge, and it was a white woman.
Yeah,
who was the judge? So
there you go.
He's living out his little dreams.
Well, he should have said, like, he should have filed a grievance, like, "Hey, I said no white women."
Yeah,
in 2020, it's
Did
2020.
You not hear my rap song? Yeah, it is now 2020, and I wanted no white women.
He. I feel like that's a reasonable request.
I did too.
And he made it, and they ignored him, and now he's mad, and he should be. So he went home and beat the shit out of his wife. I don't know what happened.
Hey, but to Spencer Allen Boston, we support you, we love you, and we're always here for you. It was a very nice gesture you did. Next up, Morris Berger. What did you fucking throw down on this one here?
But here's the title of the little blurb I wrote. It's called Morris Berger is a Fucking Idiot.
Yes.
You might be wondering who Morris Berger is, and the sad truth is you never should have known. You never should have heard this man's name in your life ever. unless you played for his college football program. He is the offensive coordinator at, well, was at least, at Grand Valley State University, I believe is in Michigan. And he was hired on January 20th of this year. Sometime between then and now, and today is the 29th.
Yeah.
He gave an interview to the school newspaper stating he would like to have dinner with Hitler and praised his leadership.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well, look.
Well,
here's the thing.
Let me add some more context to this.
Yeah, before you started with your bullshit.
He didn't just show up at the school newspaper like, hey, I'm like Hitler. So they were interviewing him. He's a new hire on the football team. I can't imagine their program is very big, so it's probably a big deal for them.
It's not, yeah.
The reporter asked him who he would like to have dinner with, any celebrity or famous person.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, quote, this is probably not going to get a good review. Which is pretty much like saying, I'm not racist, but
sure.
This
is unpopular.
Yeah, I'm going to say Adolf Hitler. It was obviously very sad and he had bad motives, but the way he was able to lead was second to none.
Ooh.
How he rallied a group and a following. I want to know how he did that. Bad intentions, of course, but you can't deny he was a great leader.
And look.
You know how hard it is for one man to get people to do terrible shit?
Not hard, actually. It's happened a million times over the years.
But who was the most famous?
I mean, Joseph Stalin was responsible for more deaths. Genghis Khan was responsible for more deaths. Whatever.
No, but in our kind of...
Here's my problem with this.
Yeah.
Hitler was not a great leader. He was a good orator, for sure. He spoke well, and he knew what to say. Sure.
Yeah.
If that's what you're going for, homie, is to... fucking be like just to yell at your student athletes. That's cool, I guess. I mean, Bobby Knight could have taught you that.
Yeah,
you didn't need to go Hitler.
No. Didn't need to go Hitler.
Maybe would have gone. That would have been a better.
Hitler started a war on two fronts. He was tied up in Europe, and then he fucking invaded Russia after controlling most of the fucking northern Europe already. And he did it in the wintertime, and he kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and he lost the war. That's not a good leader, homeboy.
So here's what I just heard from your mouth: perseverance.
No.
Never giving up.
I'm going to go.
Believe in yourself. Okay. I'm kidding. I am
going to go for a second.
This guy, and you always hear people say stuff like this. I mean, Hitler was a bad dude, but he was a good leader. No, he wasn't.
No.
That's a way to secretly let other people know that you're into Hitler. That's all it is.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. This guy's an asshole. By the way, his name is Morris Berger, and he is unemployed now.
Yeah, shocker. Well,
He's on paid, or I don't know, he's suspended, but he's not going to keep his job. There's no way.
Jokes aside, what do people think is going to happen?
I have no goddamn idea.
Say fucking Hitler is somebody you want to have dinner with. What do you think is going to happen to you in whatever profession you have? Chances are shit's not going to go well for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, if your profession is the Grand Dragon of the KKK, then maybe... that helped you a little bit. Look, I'd love to meet Hitler. Like, yeah, we would too.
Yeah.
Dope. But if you're like, you know, working at a university.
Yeah. In no way is that answer ever going to help you out in this life.
No. Yeah. Like, why say it?
Why say it?
Even
why
if,
do it?
Even
why
if
do
you
it?
Think it.
Yeah.
There are some things you think that you should never say out loud.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want to say one of those of yours right now?
Mine?
Yeah. What's something you think that you think you should never say out loud?
All the time, I think things, though, they're terrible. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't say them out loud.
Just one.
Bicyclists is my main gripe right now.
Like, I hate them.
Same. I don't think bicycles should be allowed on the road whatsoever. I passed another one today on the way to work. Mm. All I want to do is flick my wrist, end his life, and just keep going with mine. Because it was going to bother. Going down a 4-lane... highway to get in here.
Sure, come on, man.
He's using a lane like it's his fucking own on a goddamn bike. He's wearing spandex, full Lance Armstrong gear. Mm-hmm. He is maybe 60 pounds overweight, should not be in any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he is struggling to do 12. I know because I was doing 11 and I was 1 mile behind him. And all I thought was, man, if I could just gas it, kill this motherfucker right now. Probably be a lot happier about this, but instead it was a lot of gripping the wheel, looking around, honking the horns, all this shit going on because one asshole on a bike And literally all I was thinking was, man, can one of these people ahead of him just knock him down the road and then we're done with this? So I can get to work 2 minutes faster than I would have made my day. But I can't say that out loud.
Well, no, that's not true, because you did.
I did now.
Yeah.
No, not now. You said it when we were at breakfast with my friend Joe one morning.
And you're right. You're right. Hey, and you remember that?
Some guy chimed up. I hope you die and get run over by a car.
Jesse wasn't there.
But doesn't your friend bike?
Yeah, Jesse, he bikes all the time.
Yeah, but he said the same thing. He's like, hey, man, this is...
Oh, I get it.
I can't take up the fucking road.
Right.
It's right. You weren't there. I forgot. So we were at this breakfast. They had sat down behind us. We didn't know they were there.
Oh, and they were in full regale, yeah?
The guy was
bicycle
to the T, what I just described. And I was telling the story to them, and he just chimed up and goes, yeah, maybe you get hit by a fucking semi on the way home. And
well,
I was like,
you do, like, speak very loudly, and you don't look around.
We were in an empty restaurant, and...
Mind your fucking business, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I wish death on people all the time. If every one of them just complained to me, I wouldn't have any fucking free time. I don't need this shit in my life.
No.
Look, I want you to die. It's fine. It doesn't affect your life. I'm not actually going to kill you, so it doesn't affect your life.
Right.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up. It's like me having an opinion on what kind of food you eat. It doesn't affect your life. You're still going to eat what you're going to eat.
But do you kind of think, like, hey, maybe I will snap one day and I'll drive over one of the bikers?
Probably, yeah.
I think that.
I mean, Bill Burr talks about it a lot. He's like, the difference between a nice... casual drive to work and making the news is about 30 degrees this way.
It's true. Like, it's totally true.
Turn the wheel a little
so
bit.
So fucking
yeah.
True.
You should look that up on YouTube, because the stand-up version he does of it is so good. Like, he's going back and forth between, like, oh, just talking about his day, and then thousands killed and
yeah,
it's really funny. At any rate, I get it. I don't like cyclists either.
The last one was Thanksgiving. Like, there wasn't enough clerks working at the fucking grocery store. We were buying food. And I was like, man, I had like a fucking shrimp cocktail. And it was $9. All I kept thinking was.
At the grocery store?
Yeah, $9.99. Yeah, I know. Occasionally.
It's a mistake.
I'll throw a sixer down of shrimp cocktail. All I kept thinking was, I just want to throw money in the air and just walk out the door and not deal with this again. Like,
do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
This happened last week.
To you?
Yeah.
You did it?
Not that, no.
Okay.
But I mean, it was something that flippant with money. So I was at Planet Hollywood and wanted to get to Bellagio. And I thought I was just like hungover probably. Oh, just tired, because we stayed drinking all night. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, God, I got to get over there. Fuck this. I'm just going to get a cab. The cabs were all being fucking retards. So I just saw a black car right there. I'm like, hey, take me to Bellagio. How much? She's like, $60.
Oh my God, it's right across the street.
It is a 5-minute walk.
Yeah.
But like, right.
So I was
across.
Like, I was so mad. I was like, fuck it, fine. And I just handed her money and we left.
No way.
And you were just pissed the whole time in the car?
I calmed down once the issue was solved. I was like, all right, cool. Now I'm getting there. Okay. And I don't have to worry. But it took more time to drive there and $60 more than if I just walked.
Yeah. Nope. We already know Jessie's. She's super racist against Asians, so we don't have to ask her that question. But I think we all need to relax, you know. And there's no better way to do that than with KillCliffCBD.com.
Oh, yes. I cannot wait.
25 milligrams in a can. Is that a new shirt, D'Anthony?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I didn't get that. What is that? That's awesome.
It looks like nice.
It's a cock.
It's a
cock.
Great. It's Killcliff cock.
It's a cock with a fucking mullet.
With
and a
fucking
mustache.
Mullet.
It's a KCC. It's a Killcliff cock.
It looks like an eagle, actually.
Beautiful.
Look at that. That is gorgeous.
Beautiful, whatever it is.
I just like seeing the word cock.
Same.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Sure. It's
almost as beautiful as their products. Best in the biz. I drink one every single night. You see them on our table here. Subscribe on YouTube to Drinking Bros Podcast. And you can check out these cans on your own. You can just buy them. Just be a real man in this life. Grab your nutsack. Look yourself in the mirror. And then go to your mobile device and order KillCliffCBD.com. Get 20% off with the promo code Drinking Bros, and that gets you free shipping as well, which is crazy. Knocks it down to like $3.90 a can. So you can get a can of Monster, be a bitch in this life, or get a can of fucking Killcliff that's got 25 milligrams of CBD. Also, no carbs, no sugars either, which is amazing. It's something like 15 calories. Big fan of their shit. Can't say it enough. Three amazing flavors: grape, orange kush, and that mango, dude. That mango's getting people.
Mm-hmm.
right in the beehole.
People like the mango flavor in drinks now. Everybody's loving the mango White Claw, too.
I know. Everybody's mangoing it up, dude.
Maybe you should mix them together and go double mang.
Yeah. Go to killcliffcbd.com today. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off and free shipping. Shit'll change your fucking life. Next up, a British Columbia hotel is offering people free 4-hour stay at their hotel, provided they can prove they conceived a baby.
Yeah, I was going to accuse them of stealing this from me because this is my idea.
This was your idea.
But they've been doing this for 5 years now.
They have?
Yeah.
Wow.
But not the conception part. Only I found this out after I wrote this. So they've been offering the 4-hour hotel stays on Valentine's Day, which is basically what like a fucking motel does for hookers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 2 to 4 hour stays. Yeah, and yeah, pay them for whatever. They've been doing that for a while. I think this year is the first time they added the baby maker bonus or whatever the fuck they're calling it. Something weird like that. So this is Hotel Zed. Has locations in Victoria and I don't know how to say that word. Kelowna. In British Columbia. They have rooms available for 4 hours all Valentine's Day for what they call 4-hour quote-unquote nooners. What everybody knows what a nooner is.
Yeah.
It's when you go home.
Goddamn right.
And fuck your wife or girlfriend or dad or whatever.
Yeah.
So prices start at $59 Canadian, which is probably like, I don't know, $12. I don't know. Their money is fake, so it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If you can show that you had a child 9 months later, you get reimbursed for the room.
Yeah.
And if I'm reading this correctly, I'm not sure entirely, but it looks like you might get a room there once a year, like one day a year until the kid is 18.
It's great. It's great, but only for 4 hours, right?
I don't know how that works for the 18 thing, but
I think it's an egg timer, and they just put it up and then.
No, I know how to measure time. Fuckface, I'm saying I don't know if they're giving you a room for 4 hours a year, or if it's just a night in the hotel once a year until he's 18.
I would say it's probably 4 hours. I go with 4 hours on that one.
Well, I mean, look, if they're smart, they'll target anti-vaxxers, because those kids aren't going to live 18 years.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Japes?
So stupid.
Why? You ever had a 4-hour stay at a hotel?
Yes, I have. I don't know if... Oh, it wasn't. It was in, like, Guatemala or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Who's fucking Guatemala?
No, it wasn't.
Were you a Guatemalan prostitute?
That. No, they just do... All their hotels are, like, by the hour.
Really?
Yeah, and we just needed, like, a place to chill until, like, our flight or something.
Okay. That's pretty suspect, James.
Yeah, that's, there wasn't enough information.
If you fucked a Guatemalan, dude, would you tell me?
No, yeah, but it wasn't. It wasn't that.
All right, because if you did.
But I don't know. This is just like. Fucking end of us. So do they pay first? That the movie The End of Us.
I would get.
Do they pay
first? I'd get the money up front for a situation like this, absolutely. Yeah.
And then they get it back after?
I think so. And then
it's a long fucking time to wait for $59.
It is,
so
but it's
stupid.
But it's also like you get 17 additional year or 18 additional
of a
years.
4-hour stay.
Well, we didn't establish if it's 4 hours or not.
Yeah.
Like during the year, they're not just going to sell 4 hours of a hotel room. By the way.
Clearly they do.
No, I mean, this is one day. This is just for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but people are going to be doing it. Oh, for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. So here's the question I have, and I think it's more important than all this other bullshit we're saying. A normal hotel deals with what I would assume is a moderate to heavy amount of semen. Right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Which is why when we were growing up, the women and who cleaned hotel rooms, I never saw them wearing gloves ever.
I still don't today, by the way.
I see a lot of them wearing gloves now.
Oh, I don't actually. I don't.
And rightly so. They should be wearing, if you're going to clean my room up, you need to be wearing a fucking hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am jack off, man. My semen is toxic. It will murder you.
Coronavirus semen.
Yeah. So how much, if they're doing 4-hour turnarounds, how much semen is in that place, dude?
Oof.
It's so much.
Got to be pounds of it.
Yeah, I mean, they should wring out the sheets and try to make some kind of monster baby or something.
Put a fucking parachute down all over the goddamn room, you know?
Well, like I said, have that bed where you just, like it's sheets and there's a perforated edge on the sheet. You just rip that fucker off and throw it away.
I would work well with a Murphy bed. You know, you press the remote so that way it could stick to the wall.
What the fuck is a Murphy? Oh, the one that goes up and
down. Yeah, the remote out of the wall and then boom, it sticks to the wall. You're good to go.
I always thought about, Jared and I want to do this video. We've been talking about it since 2016, but we want to do like a NASCAR pit crew for banging.
Uh-huh.
Where you get done and this crew comes in, jacks up the bed, changes the sheets, fucking cleans your dick off and wipes the cum out of her eyes and hair and
sure.
Kicks her out, and then the next girl comes in. I think is how it was supposed to go. I don't remember.
Yeah, and look.
Gets her in her car and everything.
With the once she's out of the house, it's not a problem anymore.
With the current economy, sure. I mean, shit. We should probably pay well. Yeah. We'd be able to find that.
I mean, it's got basically the people we're looking at are either working for like minor league or whatever you call it, race car drivers, or, you know, Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
It's not like they're breaking the bank. We can afford this.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so, for sure.
I just don't. I mean, for somebody like Jared that's so afraid of his own semen, I feel like that
it
would
be. It needs to be immediate.
Yeah. It's got to be a
like
massive.
Like, there's even sees it.
There's a guy standing over him with a mop.
Yeah.
As soon as he starts breathing heavy.
Yeah.
He's like, trying to jump in there. Is that a little speck? What was that?
Yeah.
Cleans the pre-cum off with a Q-tip.
Yes. All right? of that.
Before he even gets in there.
Yeah. He's. I'm surprised he has sex, to be honest with you.
Who, Jared?
Yeah.
As disgusted as he is by semen, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the end result. That's what you're hoping to achieve, you know?
Ugh.
Because you know he's got not going down on women.
Let's be real about that. He probably does.
I don't see that happening.
He probably does.
If you don't like semen,
Jared likes
no way
a challenge.
Like the taste
I don't think he dislikes pussy, though. What?
I think he really just... What?
What's the word?
Oh, pussy?
Yeah.
Your voice changes, and I don't know why.
It's just to make it sexier.
No, it's not.
Wow.
It's not.
It's not sexier?
Well, no, what's the opposite of sexy? I want to kill myself now.
Yeah, very, very trans.
Shriveled.
Next up, San Francisco's shit czar has been arrested. San Francisco's public works director, Mohammed Nehru, was arrested. I don't know why I have to say Mohammed like that every single time. It's from a movie. I forget which one.
It's from Pool Boy.
Maybe.
Leonard Washington or whatever the fuck the guy's name was.
I forget.
The black dude that's in it, you just dubbed over his voice.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
the
same guy from Not Another Teen Movie. That guy.
Oh, right? Yes. I can't remember Dion Richmond.
Yeah, he's right. Super funny.
How did I not remember it? I was arrested Monday alongside of Nick Bovis, the owner of a popular sports bar in Fisherman's Wharf. Lefty O'Douls. Sources told NBC Bay Area that Nehru was arrested on suspicion of accepting bribes for airport concession contracts, which looks, I understand it.
You know? It's funny in that city, in San Francisco, over the past, let's see, when did that happen? 6 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Remember that congressman and the other guy that got arrested for doing contract killings and moving guns around and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
By the way, the DA that was the protege of those guys is still in office there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
That city
with all their fucking virtue signaling and all this PC bullshit is an absolute literal shit show.
It is. Jesse doesn't know about our bet, by the way.
Oh.
I think this is going to change Sunday. On Ross Patterson Revolution, we talked about the Super Bowl. Jesse's in a chili cook-off, which we're all rooting for her to win. Mm-hmm. I am rooting for
Who are the other contestants?
I mean, people in the neighborhood.
People in the
Nick,
neighborhood.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Nick.
Didn't think that Dan was going to be rooting for me. I don't even know why you said that in the beginning. Well, just name one other person. I don't care.
I'm
going to
start a marketing campaign.
So
Jesse Wiseman puts fucking babies in her fucking chili.
Coronavirus and chilies. Don't eat her chili. Gave my baby AIDS.
It signs all over.
And what they don't know is that the baby already had AIDS.
Yeah.
So it's like they test the baby for AIDS after the fact. This baby does have AIDS.
It does have AIDS.
That's what you have to do.
Chili.
You mix a little bit of truth with a little bit of fiction, and you can create some propaganda.
Create some magic. So I told her I was rooting for the Chiefs, but I didn't tell her about this bet. I have made a bet on Drinking Bros Sports. I want to see how far down you're going to look at me.
It's not hair related, so that's good.
Not hair related.
We've moved on from hair and facial hair stuff
to feces in San Francisco. So I said if the 49ers win,
I can hate you
the
both.
Super Bowl, that I would wear a 49ers helmet and take a shit in the streets of San Francisco, and then we would post
which is legal to do, by the way.
It's legal.
Well, legal.
I'm not going to get arrested.
It's decriminalized. Like somebody might try to come stop you, but you're not going to get arrested or ticketed for it.
Are you going to look down on me? I mean, you're obviously going to be rooting for the Chiefs, but
Yeah. Will I look down on you? It's a tough question. Only because, like, more.
Do you want to qualify that? Like, more?
Yeah,
like
more than what?
Usually.
Now? I think it'll just kind of keep an even keel at that point.
All right, cool.
Yeah, we'll just be on the straight.
I mean, it's better than Jared's diaper
it's
idea.
Right. What's the oh, yeah. Now that one.
Yeah, we have to change.
Did we ever tell the fans that shit?
I don't know, but you should. You did?
No, so it was like the loser has to, the winner puts a diaper on and shits themselves, and the loser has to clean them up.
Clean the other
but,
person.
Like lift the legs. The wipes. Yeah. The whole everything.
Thing. You put a will clean be amped diaper to know on. That I kiboshed it. I said no to that one.
Yeah,
that one I thought was hilarious.
How big would a fucking baby wipe have to be for your hand to deal with
a
fucking adult?
Because
you can't get it on anything.
Yes,
and you still have to wipe a grown man.
It would take five baby wipes.
Plus, I mean, Jared's probably got a hairy asshole. Although you would be the one losing because you lose all these bets.
Well, it's weird. It's weird. So you're
always doing weird shit.
But here's
the
thing: on the sports show, I'm fucking a goddamn champion of picking things. Whenever it comes to something hair related or shit related.
Well, we'll see you with this one because this is the first shit related one.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But to me, the funniest part was just the legs lifting up. So, like, picturing like Jared having
I want to do that to a girl sometime. We're getting ready to have sex or something, and I just like put both of her ankles together and lift her leg up and just like baby wipe her shit.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'll tell
just,
a quick
just to see like
quick
how
drinking bro story for the listener. The listeners out there. There was another one that nobody it didn't really catch because it was like a backhanded comment that I'd made on somebody's post. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Falcons in the first round was when they had Nick Foles, right? Mm-hmm. They lost their starting quarterback. Nick Foles came in and they won like, I don't know, it was like 10-7 over the Falcons. It was a terrible game. And the Falcons guy fell down in the end zone. They could have won and that would have been the end of it, right? So this guy goes, yeah, fuck you. Fuck the Falcons. It's drinking, bro, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, come on, you're not winning a Super Bowl with Nick Foles. And he was like, what if we do? And I was like, I'll tell you what, man. I'll suck a fucking Eagles dick in the middle of the stadium on the field. On the
like
50.
An actual bird?
Yeah, no, because you can't.
No, like a player. Mm. A player's dick.
Oh.
Or your, and whatever, right? And the guy goes, all right, man, I'm gonna fucking remember this. You know, 6 weeks later, it was a first round game. I didn't think about it.
Also, you have to get consent from the other players.
Well,
so
you do and you don't, right?
What, you're just going to run on the field and try
put a dick
and
in my mouth. Or, you know, whatever's going to happen, right? So,
statistically, there's at least one gay man on that field.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying there's a lot of holes. Okay.
A lot of holes in this. You said a lot of holes?
A lot of holes. Yes, there's one.
Is that what you were
saying?
One
in my mouth and my mouth itself. So, there's two holes involved. Here's the deal. This guy screenshotted it because I didn't think about it, right? It was in like the 90th comment of some fucking post. Screenshotted it. The second after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, he puts the screenshot up in Drinking Bros and he goes, guess who's sucking a dick in Philadelphia? And I was like, all right, fine. We'll push this as far as we can go. So I went to the Eagles Facebook page and I said, hey guys, congratulations on winning the Super Bowl. I have to suck someone's dick on the 50-yard line. Can you help me facilitate this? And it got, I mean, just the whole thing got flooded with comments and whatever. One of the PR people from the Eagles actually listens to the show and hit me up privately. It was like, hey, man, this is one of the funniest things ever because we didn't think we were going to win with a backup quarterback. But we can't let you on the field to suck someone's dick.
Sorry, buddy. And what makes you think you're delusional?
Just to, if you're a PR person out there, you don't ever need to respond to that kind of request.
Yeah.
You could have just let it go and let it sit.
And nothing would have happened. Yeah, but thank you.
The funny thing about that whole Super Bowl was like, because nobody thought they would win, obviously. And everybody got back to one another and was treated like the greatest thing in the world, which they should have. It was a fucking miracle. Right. But yeah, for whatever reason, man, the Super Bowl has not gone sweet for me. So I could be in a San Francisco 49er helmet taking a shit in the street. Which, you know, if you're saying you're not mad with it, maybe I should just do it anyway.
Yeah. It's not saying I'm not mad. It's just saying, like, you're like, how low will you think of me or
well,
whatever?
Well, it's like,
you,
how bad we you've been like, such a piece of shit for so long.
Yeah.
How
great. Worse so I don't,
so what I was saying is,
further to
like,
go.
If this is the ground.
Yeah.
Right here is where you kind of hover anyways, as far as like how I think of you, right?
Great.
So then it just, I mean, a tiny dip, maybe, but you won't be able to see it.
Marginal.
Marginal, yeah. At best.
Nominal, maybe. Yeah. Either way.
Some would say. So, yeah, you're good. Do whatever the fucking dumbass shit you guys want to do. I don't
love you.
Care.
Well, there was a little bit more stank on that comment than there was on the whole long-winded explanation.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I really don't mind. Just do what you want, you fucking piece of shit. I
mean, that's, isn't that pretty standard girl behavior, though?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're good. Go ahead. Go out. Go out with your friends.
I'm fine.
I'm fine with it, you fucking asshole. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, you fucking assholes in parentheses.
Now, Jesse.
right.
Now you're getting angry at people.
No, I don't care.
Okay, good.
Do whatever you want, stupid shit. I really don't care. You are a fucking dumbass.
Because she's not saying it doesn't mean it's not true.
So are you rooting for the 49ers then or the Chiefs?
I mean, I have seen a couple. I think you took a picture. It was you like against a gate. You guys were at some game.
LSU, Alabama. Yeah, we were leaving. Clayne Crawford is, we're all, well, I don't want to say what we were doing that night, but
sure,
we were all
having fun.
And Clayne's driving, and Ross just jumps out of the car and pulls his pants down.
But he told you to take your camera out,
like
right?
He basically peed with his pants down.
Yeah.
But like head in hand.
Yeah. Like agonizing over it.
Yeah, yeah. And so like, I'm just picturing that, but with a helmet on.
And there were noises too.
I'm sure.
And if you haven't been to LSU's campus, like right outside the campus, it's just like
these. It's a one-lane road out of it.
It's a one-lane road in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Basically.
So anyways, it's all good.
Well, you're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Next up, Netflix is laying off 15 entire people to focus on brand marketing. So I read this, right?
Because
they want to focus on the brand, promoting the product itself, the app, rather than individual movies and TV shows.
That's what they said. The last 2 years, they've been spending most of their marketing dollars on promoting original content and the famous people. It's mostly comedians, to be honest.
Yeah,
that are making them big money. And Adam Sandler and his bullshit. That contract is crazy to me. But if it's making money, it's making money. Anyways, in a nutshell, they're just going to spend less marketing dollars pushing those movies. And this to me is not it seemed the article that I read about it was like, oh, Netflix is fucking in trouble, blah blah blah. Now I think they're shifting their marketing strategy because it seems like all the people that don't already have Netflix that could be brought in that way are in, or at least a big enough, like you've met a point of diminishing return spending marketing dollars there. So you're going to go try to get people. You're going to start. They want to talk about the functionality of the app and the library of content and all that stuff instead of just focusing on one or two major people.
Right.
I don't know. Who doesn't have Netflix?
Exactly.
Well, here's my other problem with this.
Point.
With a company the size of Netflix, and I'm sorry for the 15 people who lost their jobs, right?
But yeah, that sucks, but they'll get picked up. I mean, if you worked for, because obviously, if laying off 15 people is a big deal for them and their marketing department, clearly their marketing department's pretty goddamn small.
But here's the thing, is it? So when I saw this, I thought to myself, like, hey, man, is this a fucking hit piece against Netflix? There's got to be thousands of employees over there. If you're firing 15...
Well, they had to be high paid, right? People for it to even be.
It didn't say.
It just said it was in the marketing department.
And
I mean, if they were switching from digital to traditional media, then that would be a different person to do that job. But if you're switching your media strategy altogether and you're staying in digital, then that's executives that are getting fired.
So
I would think, because that's the people that set the tone and tempo of the strategy are at the top, not at the bottom.
Here's the thing with Netflix that I think Netflix's biggest problem is going to be. Everyone, like you said, has Netflix. So how many more fucking people are there that don't have Netflix can buy it?
Well, it's just
aren't you capped out at this point? Besides raising prices, what else are you going to do to make money?
Fucking product placement and advertising. That's what media even exists for. That's why this show exists. That's why professional sports exists.
Yeah. I get it. But they're so far, they've been... They haven't wanted to do that per se. Like, so you take the Hulu model, right? Mm-hmm. They have ads. Everyone keeps saying Netflix can't sustain this spending without putting ads in front of or in the middle of their shows. I lean towards more that camp versus brand marketing. I'm not sure.
I don't understand this shift towards brand marketing because everybody already knows what it is. I mean, if their strategy is that we're going to fucking create media packages and run advertising on it. But the look, sometimes you run large branded campaigns just to target specific people. Like, I don't want to give away any industry secrets or anything, so I'm not going to say too much about it. But you will. Maybe there's somebody out there in the industry that I want to see my product because I think we would work well together. So I target a big ass campaign just for that one fucking company or that one person.
Right.
And maybe I think that's probably what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Like they're looking at, they have an idea of how they want to integrate advertising into their platform, but they want to be the ones in control of it. So they're going to do a messaging campaign that shows all the functionality. Here's what we can do. Because that's the only reason to talk about the functionality of a streaming app. There's 80 of them. Everybody knows how they fucking work now.
Right.
The only reason to talk about yours and what makes it different in this day and age, because Netflix is a household name, like you don't fucking Hulu and chill. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You, the only reason to do that is if they're trying to attract either investors, which is unlikely because they make $20 billion a year already.
Right.
Or fucking more advertising dollars from outside in. That's what I think. Which is really interesting. That's exactly what they should be doing, by the way. Because the only way to raise their monetization model. There's no other way to make more money unless, like you said, they start charging more for subscriptions, but that's not going to work because now that all the fucking Disney and Disney umbrella content is gone off of there,
yep.
And Fox is going to be gone off of there as well. So that means all that bullshit, The Office is leaving.
Yep.
Like,
I'd still pay for it.
Yeah, you'll pay $9.99 or $14.
But if they jack up the rates,
but
if it's a $20 app, no. And this is the
you kidding?
I wouldn't. No,
you're not going to pay for Netflix.
Not at $20.
No, I would cancel it. I actually watch Amazon Prime
more
and Hulu more than Netflix now. Yeah,
really?
Yep.
I mean,
when I go to Netflix, actually, it's usually to watch one of those original content things that they
yeah exactly. But the problem with it is, so there was a. You know, they have these investor meetings and upfronts and all this shit, right? The head of FX is a guy named John Landgraf, and he's brilliant. He's always been ahead of the time. He was the one who found It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and all these guys, right? Although he did pass on Breaking Bad. But either way, he said, look, we can't afford to keep up with them or we're going to be bankrupt, like a Netflix, right? Mm-hmm. We have to sell ads. There's got to be commercials. There's got to be all this shit. And he goes, the way that they're spending on this original content, like typically, traditionally, you have a pilot season and you shoot like 10 pilots. Five of them get picked up because you look at them and you're like, these five are shitty. Netflix is going straight to series with a lot of these things. Some of them are working, some of them aren't, but they're spending a fuck ton of money. I think they've taken on something like $1 trillion in cash. Something massive has got to change in the next 5 years for Netflix. It's either going to be ads or... fucking, I don't know why Apple just doesn't buy them, but you know, the numbers came out for that Apple TV yesterday. For
their they suck.
They're terrible. Just exactly like I predicted. Mm-hmm. Like nobody wants to watch this shit. So they're going to run into a problem later on down the road. Now, HBO has taken the opposite stance. They said, hey, man, we're going to keep making the exact same shit that we've always been making for our app. Keep the spending at the same and everything else going forward. We're just going to make the best content and then...
Their app is actually cheaper than it used to be now.
It is, yes. And they're like, hopefully people will come with us, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas Netflix is trying to outspend everyone, put more content up there. But shows get lost all the time, man. Like, I fucking couldn't find that doctor show I wanted to watch the other day. And I forget the goddamn name of it.
The doctor show?
It was called, like, Medicine Cop or Doctor...
I think it's...
Exactly. But I don't know. And it wasn't on my thing anymore. And I couldn't find it. And I was like, why not? Oh, because there's a million fucking things on there that I can't get through. And if I don't remember the name of it.
You need to work on your algorithm.
Exactly. And that's if that's what you're going to tell people, like me personally, something is going to change in the next five years with Netflix. Or this model isn't viable to me. From an entertainment standpoint.
Well, I mean, it is and it isn't.
Just product placement in their original content.
They can bleed.
But you'll have to be aggressive, like the Bud Light series for musicians, right? Mm-hmm. You could do that with comedians and say, hey, brought to you by Bud Light. They do it. Oh, YouTube does it all the time.
Yeah, it's easy.
Or you just put it's simple. In the show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that too, but those aren't big spends, really. I mean, if you think about, like, I don't know what the going rates are right now, but the last time I looked into this, in a major fucking film or something like that, it's like anywhere from 50 to 150 to get a product placement there. That's not that much money.
That's right. You're correct.
And you're not like if the budget of the film is goddamn 30, $60 million.
Mm-hmm. That's
what the fuck is $100,000? Nobody cares about that shit. That doesn't add to your bottom line at all.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they have to have some kind of evergreen style thing. So for example, what Hulu does with pre-roll ads, uh-huh. I wouldn't go mid-roll because that pisses people off. If you're watching,
I hate Hulu because of that reason.
Yeah, like if Hulu only did, if they did like two ad, if it was like
bookended or something.
Yeah, bookended, yeah. Or right. If it was not interrupting the stream of content, I would be fine with it. I don't care. But I actually
pay
extra to not see that,
uh-huh.
Which means they can't raise that money anymore because of Netflix. I mean, because you're already paying that amount, which is more mm-hmm. than Hulu,
right?
To not deal with that bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. Because Hulu has it. And you have to pay to get out of it. Netflix can't go to $20 to not have ads if they all of a sudden introduce ads.
Yeah, yeah, because right. they're already at the top end.
Yeah. They would have to do, this is what I would do if I were them. I would say, hey, we're going to offer this same service with you can still use 5 users for $9.99 now instead of $14.99. You can use 5 users at that lower level with ads. Or you can stay at your $14.99 level and not see the ads. Because then you're going to fucking maintain your revenue stream, but all these people, because people will downgrade for that.
Sure.
Sure. Because the only reason to pay more on Netflix is to not have to, that you can have more people using it, right?
Yeah.
And even with that, they still have 170 million subscribers.
Yep.
So even though most people in this country are either using somebody else's or sharing theirs with someone, still they have 170 million subscribers.
Yeah, we'll see. My guess is ads, by the way, within 5 years.
It's got to be ads.
Or, look, I've always lobbied for Apple to buy them out because they cannot, you started way too late in the original content field, and they have plenty of fucking money to buy out Netflix. And with the debt that they have, to me, that makes the most sense. Last but not least, NASA has chosen this startup that will build the first private habitat module for the International Space Station. Shit's getting real. Space Force is real. Come on, brother.
Well, this is, unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's right now. Right now, it's for astronaut tours. So to be like countries or companies, private space companies can send people up there.
Yeah.
Or once this is constructed, they'll be able to send. And it's starting in 2020.
Yes, Branson, Bezos, all those guys have something. Musk.
SpaceX.
Yes. They all have products in the works, or not products,
and then
ships,
and then also private other governments.
Uh-huh.
Like it used to cost, like the U.S. government, if they wanted to train somebody that wasn't a NASA employee yet or some shit. I read something about this. They would have to pay NASA to get the person up there to train, or pay them to train them. Now, you can only put so many people on the ISS at one time because of life support systems and all this other bullshit.
Right.
So now they have this extra place where they can literally pay to send somebody up there to do real training in space, which is dope. The problem is it costs about $50 million per trip per person. That's a lot of money. The exciting part about this to me is that this is, and everyone says this, including NASA, laying the groundwork for private space tourism at some point. Like, at some point, the ISS will be decommissioned, and it'll only be used for either training or tourism.
Right.
So that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, no, look, they've been setting this up for a long time.
Yeah.
Me personally, I want to go.
Yeah.
I want to be on one of those fuckers.
Of course you do.
I'm starting a GoFundMe.
It's like what, $250,000?
$50 million.
For what?
To go to this thing.
Oh, to go to this thing. But if you want to just catch a flight to space, those have been on sale for like 3 or 4 years. I know Ashton Kutcher is on the list.
No, it was more than that because when Who's the gay one from the Backstreet Boys?
Lance.
Yeah,
Lance Bass did it. I think he paid like $16 million or some shit, or he was talking about doing it. That's how much he said it was going to cost.
Yeah. It's, yes. So
but
back
maybe
the,
not now.
Back in the day, yeah, it was, and it was. They used to do it out of Russia, and they did it. Now they're selling. Branson is selling advanced flights to space for $250,000 a pop. I think Musk is like $350,000, and then you get a limited time in space, and then you come right back down. Or I think it starts and lands in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. But that would be fucking rad. I think.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe, and if you guys can raise the $50 million, I will wear a Drinking Bros hoodie and take a selfie with the entire Earth in the background.
Oh shit!
Ah, I like it. I like it a lot
because you will see from this space station, you will have an unobstructed view of the entire Earth.
You will
from like pretty close. I mean, like imagine the biggest moon you've ever seen times probably about 10 to 15, and it's like right there and completely unobstructed. There's no like atmospheric interference or any of that shit. You just see the Earth.
Yeah, because it's just a flat thing.
All right.
No, the Earth is not flat.
Let's get to the drinking bro of the week, shall we? This one was submitted by Derek Clark. He says, I'd like to dedicate the drinking bro of the week to Bill Butcham, 31, and Josh Oliver, 18, of the Kuna Rural Fire Department as drinking bros of the week. I never got to meet them as I joined the department in 2009, and they died in 1995. Everything in the department, though, is built around that day and thinking and the remembrance of it. I've never met them or their family, but it feels like I did. Our city had gone from 5,000 to over 20,000 people in a few short years, and we needed more first responders. Idaho is an amazing place, and people need to stop moving here. Well, Derek, you need to stop telling people that Idaho exists.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
you're not supposed to say it's amazing.
Yeah.
Coeur d'Alene is where Dan Cummins lives. He loves it there. But he's like, he doesn't talk about it much because he's like, I hope people don't find out that it's fucking awesome here.
I've got a few friends who live in Idaho and they're just like, it is as beautiful as you could ever imagine.
Evan's still got a place there.
And we do not want anyone moving here whatsoever.
You don't want, I mean, what if Idaho becomes the next Austin? That might be the precipitation or the precipitating factor for the Civil War.
Well, you know where
Forget all this Trump fucking Obama shit. It's going to be that.
Where Dan lives, that's the hot spot. Like everybody's going there.
It's going to be Nashville. It's going to be Austin.
Yeah. For sure. This was a fun one, kids. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jesse Wiseman, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.